Welcome Builders from Lakeland, Florida. This is the Build Your Success Leadership Podcast with your host, Brian Brogen. We're going to empower and equip you to build yourself and then build others. Now, let's build up with your host, Brian Brogen.
We want to welcome you to the Voices for Leadership Beyond the Book December live call. Can you believe it's already December? If you're listening to the Build Your Success podcast, we are dual purposing this interview for both our Voices for Leadership community and our podcast. We have an amazing guest and co-author for our book, Stephanie Stuckey, today. I'm excited. You know, I've interviewed Stephanie in the past on the Build Your Success podcast, and now she has joined us as a featured author in Voices for Leadership Volume 2, now out on Amazon. You can get your copy, hard copy of our book, with many authors in it. Several of them are joining us today for this live call to ask Stephanie questions and answers. So let's dive right in here. First of all, Stephanie, would you mind introducing yourself to the audience and who you are and your passion for Stuckey's?
I'd be happy to, but first let me just thank you, Brian, for your incredible work in promoting leadership, especially among entrepreneurs and small businesses. It's truly my honor to be part of Edition 2. And we talk like it's been like 3 years and I was just beginning on my journey of reviving Stuckey's. So it's really great to be back. I have to apologize. I'm a little casual. I am, as usual, I'm on the road getting stuff done and it is cold. So I got my hat on. So a little casual. This is life of a busy entrepreneur. I'm either on the road or at the candy plant. So introduce myself. I am an attorney. I spent a full career as a lawyer and then a legislator. Can't speak today. I spent 14 years as a representative in the Georgia General Assembly. And then I was head of sustainability for City of Atlanta and environmental advocate. And then in my early 50s, a few years ago, I got the unexpected opportunity to buy my family's business. Some folks may be familiar with the brand, others may not. It's a bit of a fading brand that we're reviving, and it's called Stuckey's. At our peak, we were known as a roadside retail chain with about 370 stores in 40 states nationwide. And when I had the chance to revive the brand, it was six figures in debt, had been out of our family for decades, trashed by outside corporations, and only 12 stores remained. So That's very high level. And the past 4 years, I've been reviving the brand and happy to report that we are now profitable and things are going great.
Well, we love to watch your journey on LinkedIn. You post regularly about what you're doing, how you're doing it. You share your vulnerability too, which I always like. So it's exciting today because we're going to discuss your chapter in Volume 2 of Voices for Leadership, The Road to Why. And I love the way you discover the why of Stuckey's. And you start your chapter out with this store visit. So if you don't mind, share with this audience that store visit and how that made you feel that day.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting. I think most people who've really had a turnaround or a comeback in their lives can relate to this, in that the hardest moments, the most challenging, lowest points are actually when you figure it out and you turn things around. And that's what happened with me. I was about 6 months into buying Stuckey's and we were still in debt. I was really struggling. I'd never run a business before. I didn't even know how to read a financial report when I bought the company. I do now. But I decided, well, I'm going to go visit the 12 stores that are left and that will give me some inspiration and some insight into what I need to do. And after visiting several stores and seeing what poor condition they were in, I was starting to realize that this was going to be harder than I had originally thought. And my lowest point was going to this one store in Marion, Arkansas, and it had a hole in the roof. It was in such bad shape. It was completely falling apart. And I remember just sitting in the parking lot and not even being able to bring myself to go in the store. I was so depressed about where I was. And I started crying, very mature. And I finally decided, well, I'm here. I'd driven 2 days to get to the store. And so I walked in And this was really my turning point. When I got in the store, it had people in it and they were buying stuff. And I talked to a man in line and I asked him why he was there with the store looking so terrible. And he said, well, maybe Stuckey's is a fixer-upper, but so am I and so is this country. It was right during COVID and it was sort of this sense of we're all in this together. And he said, I remember what Stuckey's was like back in the 60s and 70s and what a special place it was. And I still have fond memories. So that's why I'm here. And that taught me two things. One, just sort of on a very emotional level, that the brand still had sticking power, and it had sticking power because it had emotional connection with people, that we made people feel special. And then the second thing I realized, which is very practical and important, is that people were still buying our product. So if I could figure out how to monetize that, I could turn the company around.
Love that. Love that comeback story. Yep. In fact, my mom, my dad, and my aunts, and uncles, they're all like, you got to interview Stephanie Stuckey? This is amazing, because they remember that brand that you're talking about on the roadside. And
but here's my challenge. I want your nieces and nephews to be excited about our brand too, right? That's the challenge.
Absolutely.
I love that, you know, the older generation knows us. God bless them. We're grateful. That's our base. But my challenge is we got to get to the next generation as well.
And you're doing that. And to me, I wrote down as I was reading your chapter this morning, it looked like Mission Impossible. To reinvigorate this brand, you described that store you went to, and you had those emotions that were real. And so how do you overcome what looks like Mission Impossible?
Well, I read this great quote from Warren Buffett about the key to success, professional success, but it's really the key to personal success as well. And he summed it up in four words. Do what you love. If you do what you love and you have that passion, those really hard times, which are inevitable if you're in business for any length of time, you are going to have hard times. If you don't, you're not taking risk and you're not putting yourself out there, and you have to take risks to grow. So if you have the passion, you have that emotional drive, then that's going to get you through those hard times when it seems like mission impossible.
Absolutely. Love that. And the other part of your story that I really like is how the store is part of the road trip experience. When you connected those dots, that it's not just about, you know, getting gas, getting fuel. It's actually an experience that children love. They want to get the candy at the store. So how do you make that, tie those two together with your mission? Because I know that's important to make the road trip great again.
Well, it's in our DNA that we are connected with the experience of getting in the car and exploring America, especially small towns and back roads, because that's Stuckey's sweet spot, literally, is we are in places like Paxico, Kansas, and Somerton, South Carolina, and Baghdad, Florida. So sort of these small towns. And even though we are reinventing the brand as predominantly consumer packaged goods, selling pecan snacks and candies, we still have that as a carry part of our legacy. So I talk about that a lot. I talk about the fun of getting in the car and just taking a drive. And to me, it's about more than just that physical experience. It's about what the road trip represents. The road trip represents freedom and independence and exploration, which are fundamental American values, right? So it's bigger than just a road trip. It's like, what is that feeling that you get when you're on a road trip? And that's what I want people to connect with when they're buying our product. It sounds crazy, but you do that all the time with brands, right? I mean, people can associate having an iPhone with being innovative and creative, with maybe all you did was you went to the store and bought an iPhone, but you feel like you're different, because that's the core of what owning an Apple computer or an iPhone or any of their products is.
We hope you're enjoying today's podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Build Consulting Services. Are you ready to reduce workplace conflict, reduce employee turnover, and increase your productivity? If you're ready to put Brian to work for your company, give him a call at 863-800-9658 or email him at brianb@buildcs.net. Now, back to today's episode.
As I read your chapter, you did something where you took stock and took inventory of what you had to work with and then where you're going with that. Here we are, middle of December. It's time for reflection. It's time to say, okay, how did this go well? What are we going to look forward to in the future? Tell us how you did that and how that helped transpire, you know, helped you leap forward to where you're at today.
Well, it's a very individual exercise as well as a group exercise. And what I did and what has worked for Team Stuckey's is first quiet reflection where you write down your, I like to write things down. That helps me really coalesce my thoughts and organize them. And I write down usually over a period of about a week. So the week after Christmas is a really good time to do that when things have died down for most of us. And I will just think about what's worked and what hasn't worked this year. And then we've already got scheduled, we've had this scheduled for a while, a group strategic retreat. And I use the word retreat lightly because we're not going anywhere fancy or exotic. We're just doing it at our candy plant, but we're getting together the not just the management team, but we're having meetings with some of the key staffers to get their insights as well. So that's the other important thing to me, is when you're getting together with your team, don't restrict yourself just to management, because a lot of times the frontline workers have some amazing, awesome suggestions. So then we're going to get together, we're going to share our thoughts, and then we're going to figure out what we need to do in the future. And we do have an agenda. We do have some, we're already sharing, like, here are the key topics we want to talk about, you know, like sales. And then we've got subcategories for sales, and then we've got production. So whatever works for your business, but that's what's worked for us. Individual reflection, personal reflection, and then getting together with the group and sharing those thoughts. And then what will come out of that is a written document and a strategic plan for the year ahead.
So be bold. How has that been a successful for your journey?
The key to being bold is being okay with failing. So if you're going to put yourself out there, there's a lot of potential to stumble or flat out not get what you want. I don't necessarily see it as failing, because if you don't try, you're never going to get anything. So I today did a post about Krispy Kreme, because my local Krispy Kreme, which had burned to the ground, it's in Atlanta on Ponce. Anyone from Atlanta will recognize it's an iconic location for Krispy Kreme. It's owned by Shaquille O'Neal. So it's a local go-to place. The Krispy Kreme burned down, and it recently was rebuilt and opened about a month ago. So I did a post about how I love comebacks, because Stuckey's is a comeback brand and that store represents a comeback to me. And then at the end, I put a little, oh, by the way, shout out to Krispy Kreme. I absolutely love to get glazed donuts and crumble up Stuckey's maple pecans and sprinkle them on top, and it's the most delicious thing. We should do a collab. I don't know if Krispy Kreme will reach out to me or not. I will say I would do that differently. One of my business partners is a marketing professional. Shout out to Ted Wright, who's amazing. He wrote a book called Biz, The Power of Do-It-Yourself Marketing. And Ted reached out and said, good post. It could have been better. I basically buried the lead. And he said, you know, you got an ask for Krispy Kreme? Make that your lead. So if you follow me on LinkedIn, I'm probably going to do another post where I'm just all full on asking, hey, Krispy Kreme, let's do a collab.
That is awesome.
Stay tuned to see if it works. The Wawa did work, by the way. I did a post
in
Wawa.
Yes. Yep.
And I had a cup of coffee and I said, I love Wawa coffee and I love Wawa. And I listed reasons, I think, why I love Wawa. And I said, the only thing I don't like about Wawa is that they don't carry Stuckey's pecans. And I said, please, I think I said something like it and comment and share this and tag Wawa if you'd like to see us in Wawa, something like that. And the response was strong enough that I actually did get communication from the CEO of Wawa, Chris Geissens, who was very gracious and gave me about 10 minutes of his time, which is all I needed. And I was grateful for that. And he connected me with their buyer. Here's the thing. It took us a year to actually get on the shelves at Walmart. So those big companies, sometimes be careful what you ask for because it's a lot of work. And we're still trying to be really well known at Wawa because we're competing with Planters and Blue Diamond and some of the big players on the shelves at Wawa. And we've got one SKU. We've got one peg of our product. Ideally, we would have three or four. So to be continued to see how successful the Wawa journey has been, but I'm certainly grateful for the opportunity and excited to have our product in one of my favorite convenience stores.
Love that story. And I did find it. I had to start pretty hard because, like I said, it's one SKU, it's not the bottom of the peanuts, but
yeah.
Great job.
And it's Florida only.
Yeah,
it's Florida only.
Making that happen. So kudos to you.
Yeah.
In fact, I get the question a lot of times, how do you get these amazing guests for your podcast? And I just have a simple answer. I ask them. It's really that simple. And I get told no many times, but I get some amazing guests on our podcast. In fact, I interviewed the COO of Waffle House. And I tried to broker, I was like, you know what, you really should try to do some kind of licensing deal with Stuckey's for some pecan rolls or something. He said they kind of keep their brand limited to their brand. So I tried that one for you, Stephanie. But
thank you. I actually know some folks at Waffle House. They're based in Georgia, but they don't really do collabs.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd be all in on it. But I'm a fangirl and I love Waffle House and I will always pull over and go to a good Waffle House. You're always open.
Well, we're going to open the floor for questioning like we do every month. So raise your hand. Let's get up here and ask Stephanie a question about this interview. So Gigi wants to go here. And after Gigi's question, we'll transition to our community and level in the podcast.
Thank you, Brian. And Stephanie, such an honor to have you here today. Now, you mentioned road trips and how they intertwine with freedom, exploration, and independence. Tell us a little bit more about your favorite road trip.
Oh my gosh, there's so many, but I think one of my favorites is going to have to be just doing different segments of Route 66, which is just such an iconic road. And they're about to celebrate their 100th anniversary in 2026. And every stretch I've done of Route 66 is amazing. I think my favorite Route 66 road trip was going to Tucumcari, New Mexico, because that town is a community that has really banded around being on Route 66. And they have invested a lot in creating a special place. And they have like five really amazing retro motels that have been beautifully restored. And they've got a great old school diner. So the places to me that are really fun aren't necessarily the big cities, but it's the communities where they have a sense of character and what makes their community special, which is what we all want to do with our brands, right?
I love it. And I have one more question. You mentioned that Stuckey's is a comeback brand. Walk us through the aha moment for you when God led you to say, this is what needs to happen, and you stepped into his purpose for your life.
Oh, well, the aha moment was when I walked into that store in Marion, Arkansas, that was doing so poorly. But I saw that despite the store looking terrible with the hole in the roof, that people were still buying product. And so that to me was the light bulb going on, saying we could sell product. I just had to figure out how to get the product profitable. And so that's when I just started reaching out and talking to other people in the community and the pecan community especially. And I met my business partner and we teamed up and bought a candy clamp. That was the turnaround. I will say often there's not necessarily, I mean, that was a bit of an aha moment, but it's a process. You know, it's more like the aha months. It takes a while, you know, comebacks don't happen overnight.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Love that answer. And I think that at times it's a spark, and then you look back and what created the fire, and it's just a small spark. So I want to thank you for listening to the Build Your Success podcast. And thanks for Stephanie for being a guest again, a repeat guest. Listen, we're going to transition Stephanie over to our community where there's going to be more questions and answers. You can join that community. Go to voicesforleadership.com, click that join the community button, and you can come to our monthly call where we interview these authors. We ask them questions in this interview process, and we open the floor. Have you ever read a book and wanted to ask the author a question? That's what we're delivering here at the Voices for Leadership community. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. Remember to build yourself and then build others.
Want to learn how to build yourself and build your team? Visit www.buildcs.net and learn about Brian's programs, special offers, and more. Build yourself and then build others.